Well, hello and welcome. It is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 9th of March, 2024. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great week. The sun has certainly came out this week, especially today, being some really nice sunny weather. Now, I've got to admit, I'm a little bunged up this evening. I was yesterday as well, to be fair. I think I've got a bit of a cold, but my wife thinks I've got hay fever. So we're having a bit of a debate about that at the moment. I feel absolutely fine. Just got a bunged up nose and a bit of a sore throat. So could be anything. It's not going to keep me down though, of course. And I'm hoping after a good night's sleep tonight, it will pass so that I can get a lot done this weekend. This weekend, of course, it's going to be dedicated to doing a lot more gardening. And I thought I'll go through with you a few of my plans for this weekend. So Saturday morning, as always, it's a case of heading down to the allotment. And what I'm going to be doing, first of all, I am fixing my lawnmower. Now, we've actually bought a new lawnmower this week, which is going to be for at home. So my old lawnmower, I bought it in 2020. It feels like the belt just keeps slipping. So I'm going to replace that belt. But that lawnmower is going to be left down on the allotment now, which just means that it's there. I haven't got to worry about carting it about all the time. And once the lawnmower is fixed, we'll run around with the lawnmower, cut the grass, of course. And I want to weed and trim the very top of my allotment where we have the fruit bushes. It's a bit much easier at the moment to look after that area since I laid down a load of wood mulch. But I want to get up there and just tidy that up thoroughly. After that, I'm going to be looking at mulching my potatoes. The potatoes are actually grown really, really well at the moment. They seem to be really performing rather well. And I'm quite happy with that. I think there's a lot of moisture in the ground for them. So we just want to make sure we mulch those so that they get plenty of growth, cover those potatoes and continue to grow well. Now, I was using grass clippings, but I think I've got some compost I'm going to use just for the potatoes and just see how we get on with that. I think that's probably going to be the best thing to do. After that, I'm going to head on home and spend the afternoon in the garden. Plan is I'm going to be planting out a lot of our plants, our cucumbers, courgettes and things like that. Just getting those in the ground and ready to go. But I'm also starting a few experiments with a few watering systems as well. Now, one of these is the Olipot that I got from Gardener's World Spring Fair last year. Basically, what this is a terracotta pot. You put it in the ground, buried under the ground effectively, and you fill the terracotta pot up with water, and that slowly seeps out into the ground and should, in theory, water our plants. So might get some tomatoes and zephyr squash around it. Got to keep it topped up with water, of course, but I'm intrigued to see just how well it works. I've seen these in a few places before, so it should be quite interesting, I think. I've also had arrived today an autopot growing system. Now, this is another thing that they've sent it to me free of charge. I've just got to try and promote them, basically. It's quite a good idea. They do several different versions, but I've got the two-pot system, which basically you fill up two pots with plants, you place them in the system, and I haven't set it up, so I'm learning as we go. We've got a reservoir to one side that you fill up with water, and slowly that water trickles down and keeps the pots hydrated. Now, I like this. It's gravity fed, so that means there's no electricity needed. There's no real parts or moving parts to go wrong. It can be used in any location, and hopefully it just will produce some better plants. Now, of course, plants are always best in the ground, but we do grow some plants in pots. And if we're going to grow them in pots, we want them to grow well. Now, part of the arrangement I've got with Autopot, and I'm really hoping that this is going to work well. Obviously, I haven't tested them yet, but I have been aware of them for over 10 years, and I've always thought they are pretty good. So as a thank you, what we have got for you is a discount code. If you head to autopot.co.uk or order from their website, use the discount code AUTO10RVG, which is a bit of a weird one, but hey, that's what they've given me. AUTO10RVG, all in one word. I've put it in the email, of course, and that will give you 10% off. So I don't know how well it's going to work just yet. I'm basing it off logic and what I've seen, but I've got high hopes. I have got high hopes. Now, I'm going to be doing a podcast probably September on time for this particular type of unit, but we're going to be mentioning it between now and then as well, just like what we're doing with, I've forgotten her name, Premier Seeds Direct, that's it. Of course, VegPod 10 for your 10% discount on seeds from them as well. Now, talking of seeds, today I sowed the courgette seeds. This is a variety called Green Bush, which should provide us with some nice green courgettes. Now, courgettes are one of those plants I think everybody should be growing in their vegetable patch or their allotment. And they are really good at providing us with plenty of courgettes. You often see gardeners sort of saying it's a bit of a fear, courgettes suddenly come out of nowhere around this time. And it's true, we do end up with lots and lots of courgettes. Some people say you only need two plants to feed a family, but I think that does depend how many courgettes you eat and what you do with them as well. For me, I'm probably going to try and grow at least six courgette plants, and we'll see how we get on with those. They're delicious though, and they are used so much in the kitchen. I can't wait to sink my mouth into some of these, to be honest with you. So to sow these seeds, what I've used is some of my larger plant pots, not my plug plant trainers. Just find they're a bit too small for this. I've actually done some in my germies as well, but I would sort of say a 5 centimeter pot filled up with just multi-purpose compost, and then push the seed in about 1.5 to 2 centimeters deep, and then pot them to one side. Keep them moist and they should germinate pretty quickly. Could be a few days, to be honest with you. Once they're germinated, you want to continue to get them to grow. Once they are potting on some good growth, start hardening them off to get them outside. Now, we could actually plant these directly outside, depending on where you are in the country. But I would still grow them or start them off in a greenhouse or in a kitchen windowsill or something like that. In the meantime, we're going to prepare where they want to grow. Courgettes do like a lot of sun, but I also like a rich, fertile, three-draining soil, which seems to be the thing that we say about most veg plants, isn't it? They do like plenty of compost added to the soil, maybe a bit grow more or something, just to feed them a little bit. Now, one thing it is important to do with most of the squash family of plants is try not to get any moisture on the stem. That can lead to stem rot, which can kill the plant, and it's very difficult to do, so I always recommend watering from below when you've got them growing in pots. So you fill the tray up underneath the pots that the pots sit in to allow the pots to soak water up, rather than trying to sow them or trying to water them from above with a watering can. When we get this in the ground, it's a good idea to put like a half buried plant pot next to your courgette plant and pour your water into that courgette plant. One, it gets water to the roots, but it also just keeps the water off the stem as well. So similar to the other, but not quite the same. But you get the idea. Anyway, plant them out, water them, feed them once a week with a tomato feed, maybe twice a week, depending on how well they are growing. But just continue to allow them to grow. And pretty soon they get flowers, and those flowers will turn to courgettes. Now, the advice I have with courgettes, pick them when they are young, when they're fully ripe. Keep picking them and you will get more, but courgettes are lovely. I really do think they are lovely. The more you pick, the more you get. You can obviously use them in meals. You can freeze them, pickles, chutneys, anything like that, to try and make sure that all your courgettes are used up. Plus, you can, of course, share them with friends and family. I know quite a few people are struggling with food at the moment, and I think if you've got an excess or glut of courgettes, quite often they'll be happy to take them off your hand. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up for tonight because I'm getting very bunged up. I will be back on Sunday, and I will speak to you again then. Until then, please take care.